to Empower Your Thinking, the podcast that inspires and fuels your journey to unlocking your full potential. Join host C.T. Johnson on the voyage of self-discovery as he uncovers the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. Tune in and elevate your thinking today.
Hey, family. C.T. Johnson here with today's empowering moment topic. War is the prerequisite to peace. The statement, "War is the prerequisite to peace," suggests that conflict or struggle is sometimes necessary to achieve lasting peace. This concept is rooted in the idea that entrenched issues, injustices, or threats may only be resolved through confrontation, which can be likened to the purging of obstacles that prevent peace. The reasoning is that peace without addressing underlying conflicts would be temporary or superficial, and war as a last resort may bring about a resolution that enables genuine stability. In various fields, including military strategy, history, and even interpersonal relationships, this concept underscores that enduring peace often requires a period of conflict or tension where existing problems are brought to the surface and dealt with directly. This approach implies that while war itself is not the goal, it may act as a catalyst to establish conditions where true peace can be negotiated and maintained. When Jesus says, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. He speaks to the disruptive, dividing nature of his message and mission. The sword represents the necessary confrontation of truth with existing structures of sin, cultural traditions, or family loyalties that oppose God's kingdom. It is not a call to physical violence, but rather a metaphor for the division that truth often brings, even among close relationships. In this light, the sword aligns with the idea that true peace requires addressing and cutting through deeply embedded conflicts and divisions. Jesus knew that his message would create tension as it challenges the norms and beliefs that people cling to. His teachings called for radical allegiance to God, even if it brought personal loss or relational strife. Just as war is the prerequisite to peace, this statement suggests that true, lasting peace in God's kingdom may require division and the sword of discernment, sacrifice, and commitment to God over all else. Therefore, both concepts highlight that the pathway to real peace sometimes involves confronting and removing sources of conflict. The sword of truth in Jesus' message exposes and separates what aligns with God's kingdom from what does not, ultimately paving the way for a peace that is genuine and grounded in divine truth, not merely in external harmony. This has been your empowering moment with yours truly, C.T. Johnson. Remember to rate and subscribe to the podcast and follow me on Instagram at I Empower Lives. Until next time, be empowered.
Thank you for tuning in to another empowering episode of Empower Your Thinking. Remember, a changed life is the consequence of an empowered mind. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more inspiring content that fuels your journey to unlock your full potential. And for daily empowerment, follow host CT Johnson on Instagram at IEmpowerLives. Join us next week as we continue this voyage of self-discovery, uncovering the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life.